AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The labor market remains resilient in the face of rising interest rates. CBS's Jason Brooks has the story.
263,000 jobs were added to the economy in November, 63,000 above expectations, while the unemployment rate remains steady at 3.7% despite rising layoffs, especially in the tech sector. Hourly earnings rose more than expected from October, and that will be a key data point for the Federal Reserve to chew on at its meeting this month. The Fed is expecting unemployment to rise while it raises interest rates in its fight to bring down inflation.
Most of the job gains last month came in leisure and hospitality, healthcare, and the government. President Biden has signed a bill to avert a freight rail strike that could have plunged the U.S. into recession. The deal binds rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached between the rail companies and union leaders in September, but that four of the unions earlier rejected. Workers were demanding sick days. They did not get it in the bill signed into law. Over 1 million ballots have already been cast for Georgia's runoff election for the U.S. Senate. Republican Herschel Walker addressed supporters at a rally earlier today.
How many of you have voted early? Whoa, all of you have voted early. So what you need to do is tell 10 of your friends to vote early, too.
Walker is challenging incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock.
Let's hear it for the voters of Georgia who are turning out. Turning out.
Election day in this runoff is on December 6th. When the United States takes the pitch tomorrow at the World Cup, it will have its best-known player. More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
In Tuesday's do-or-die match against Iran, he was responsible for the only goal.
Scores! Might have paid the price!
Christian Pulisic put the U.S. on top 1-0, the call on Fox. That turned out to be the final score, but Pulisic was injured when he crashed into the Iranian goalkeeper. There is now good news for the Americans. Pulisic's been given the green light to play in Saturday's knockout round match against the Netherlands. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
It is a nationwide plague of sorts.
You could call it wild hog warfare. 8 years into a U.S. program to limit damage from feral pigs, the invasive animals are still a multi-billion dollar plague on farmers, wildlife, and the environment. There are still an estimated 6 to 9 million hogs gone wild nationwide, doing at least $2.5 billion a year in damage, despite $100 million in federal money to control them.
CBS's Jim Krasula says feral hogs have been wiped out in 11 of the 41 states where they were reported in 2014 and 2015. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
There's still time for business owners to claim their federal aid under the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. Cash refunds of up to $26,000 per employee are available for employers who continue to pay their employees during the COVID epidemic. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at Ferguson, Timar & Associates have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, December 5th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Plan Commission meeting will take place at 4 p.m. within the council chambers at City Hall on 444 West Grand Avenue. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will hold their meeting at 6 p.m. in Stevens Point. The Portage County Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The City of Adams will hold their City Council meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. at 101 North Main Street in Adams. The Adams County Administrative and Finance Committee will meet from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse, located at 401 Adams Street in Friendship. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for rain mixing with then changing to snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 10 above. Winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 19. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 11. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Civic Media statewide. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. Lead story, an important story. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals reversed an order by Eileen Mercedes Cannon that set up a special master to review the documents that had been lawfully seized pursuant to a search warrant by the Justice Department. And they really gave her a good spanking. They said she didn't have jurisdiction. We're not going to carve out any exceptions for people when there's a criminal search warrant to slow it up by having a special master review it. The procedure is this. The Department of Justice reviews it. They got a search warrant. She's illegitimate anyway. There's a fellow named Reinhardt, federal magistrate judge who signed the search warrant. And any dispute over what was seized should have gone to him. They shopped around and they went to a judge, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, 40 miles away in a different courthouse because Trump had appointed her. She's first generation from Colombia, authoritarian country where they're used to worshiping the strong man so they don't get killed. So she knelt in front of Trump and tied this thing up for 4 months. Why did it take the 11th Circuit 4 months? Three Republican judges, two of them appointed by Trump, one of them appointed by Bush, said there's no way that this was even a legitimate opinion. They vacated it. Now the Justice Department will look at those documents and decide whether or not to bring a charge against Donald Trump. There's a special master, this Jack Smith. Now, couple of things on this. If they decide to charge him, do they charge him in Florida or in Washington, D.C.? The documents were in Washington, D.C. He took them to Florida. He took them while he was president because as of noon on January 20, he didn't have any access to anything. So he stole them before that. Obviously, you can say, well, it should be in Florida. But what happens if in a random draw, they get Eileen Mercedes Cannon as the judge that handles it? Because she's already stuck her nose into this particular case, a related case. I'm going to say something that is probably contrary to what a lot of people think. I do not think that people who are First Amendment Americans should be appointed to federal judgeships with this kind of power and life tenure. It takes a couple of generations to get the cultural toxins out of the groundwater. If you put somebody there who grew up in a culture of authoritarianism, they can't shake it. Maybe their kids can, and the grandkids certainly can. So you ease them into society. You don't make them federal judges. She is a, frankly, just a Colombian she-wolf, I have said before. She simply is a plant for authoritarianism, and Trump found her. And this gave him just enough time to announce for president after the midterms, making it more difficult, perhaps, for Jack Smith to indict him. Jack Smith is a good, very, very good prosecutor. Trump appointed him an assistant U.S. attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee. Trump did. He's tough as nails. He's fair. He was appointed by a Republican. And Merrick Garland trusted him. Trump immediately attacked him, called him Obama's hitman. You know, they never say Biden's hitman. They always want to racialize it. Obama's hitman. Obama's not president. Obama hasn't been president since 2016. What do you mean Obama's hitman? He's nobody's hitman. He's doing what has to be done. So it's very good news. The sad thing is it took 4 months. Now there's a speculation, well, Jack Smith has to review what? The records? What's to review? This stuff is classified. It's a felony to have it. There was a woman who took one classified document, one classified document to show the media, to show that Trump was about to betray us in Ukraine. She's in the hoosegow for 5 years. There's not a special rule for ex-presidents. That's what the 11th Circuit said. Not a special rule for ex-presidents. Extremely important that that be understood. We go to the lines. Jack, my friend, thanks for going with your mind today, Jack. Jack, are you on the phone? Thanks for calling in. If Jack's on the phone, connect him. Otherwise, Jack, call back. Okay, Robert, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Hi, Matt. I missed you in the morning spot. I'm not able to always get through the show. What's on my mind is, when are the Republicans going to break away from this guy? I mean, we've seen election after election. You know, they keep losing. I mean, Biden is killing them. He's getting his agenda done. You know, McConnell's smart. He realized they picked terrible candidates. You know, Gingrich just did a new op-ed where he was talking about, you know, we need to change direction here. I mean, cycle after cycle, they're losing. What's on my mind is Georgia. The way the media is reporting it, they're saying the Democrats already have the Senate. But the reality is it's a power-sharing agreement now. If we really need to win this runoff in Georgia, if we win that runoff, now judges go through faster, now appointments get filled, now the Senate gets investigative power. So everyone that's out there, if they know someone in Georgia, you know, they would encourage them to get out and vote.
Right. Yeah, let me pick up on that. That's and give you some good news. Polls, two polls just came out. One showed Raphael Warnock ahead 51-49 right now. The other one showed Raphael Warnock 49-47 with four undecided. But when you blend in which way they're leaning, he wins. I do not want to get somehow so full of ourselves that we don't do any work. But I'll tell you what, Herschel Walker took 5 days off Thanksgiving week, if you can believe that, 5 days off leading into this. And just knock on wood, it's looking good. We do need it because if we have 51 of them, we can lose Manchin and Sinema. Now, Manchin and Sinema, frankly, have a veto power on us, and I do not like that. Thanks an awful lot. Next, Jack of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack of McFarland?
Jack from Merrimack.
Oh, Jack from Merrimack. Okay. Somebody
on this, I'm calling back.
And thought you said McFarland, but Jack, it's good to hear from you again. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Yeah. Well, can you even begin to imagine the screaming, yelling, whining, and moaning from Republicans if either Barack Obama or Bill Clinton had been found with dozens and dozens of top secret documents in their personal offices, not their political offices, their personal offices, after they had been president? and this is just...
Right. There would be a howl to put them in prison. Right. They would howl to put them in prison.
Why Trump is not being prosecuted for this, even as we speak, there's photographic evidence all over the web. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This guy is... I'm so frustrated about this.
Well, Jack, the other thing that to keep in mind is... Why did he do it, and why did he keep hiding it? Why did he, after a subpoena, move it to a private jet and fly it up to New Jersey to hide it again? The suspicion that people have, which I share, is that he is turning it over to Putin in return for forgiveness of debt or blackmail in the Steele video. But here's the problem. The year after he left the presence, he left in January 20th of 2021, we suffered about a dozen undercover agents captured and killed in our adversary countries. Somehow, somebody spilled the beans to them about information that led to their disclosure. And the CIA sent memos to their various bureaus saying, you got to be more careful about how you disseminate this info. The problem is, even if Trump didn't reveal the names of the undercover agents, good intelligence people can reverse engineer and figure out from the information that they've been provided who had access to it. Maybe it's a couple of people, and a couple of them they know are solid, and they kill the other guy. Trump, quite frankly, because I think he's been blackmailed and because he owes them too much money, is an agent of Russian intelligence. We cannot permit him to serve as president again. He's got to be prosecuted. Next up, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Happy Friday to you. Great callers there. First of all, the Republican Party, Mitch, they just use Trump to get their justices, Supreme Court, and their judges, and tax breaks. Otherwise, they could care less. In fact, Mitch said, hey, let the Democrats take care of them. They have a lot of Trump voters in the Republican Party. I don't know why, because the Republican Party used Trump to their end. Second of all, Biden's cleaned up one heck of a mess here. When you watch him overseas, I'm proud to say I voted for him. He's awesome dealing with the leader of France and everything. It's just, I can't. You know what? I never in my wildest dreams thought this guy was going to be this good of a president. In fact, in my lifetime, I can't think of anybody in their first term has done as much as Biden. It's just, I don't know if he's going to run again, but if he does, I'll certainly vote for him. And the man, he just, Trump left such a mess overseas with Putin and everything else that Biden.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family.
Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind advisory begins at 2 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy tonight with a chance for a mix of rain and snow. Lows dip down to about 17. Winds out of the southwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. Highs around 25. Lows around 16 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
Well, good afternoon, Matt. Wonderful show as usual. Outstanding callers. And I agree that Biden is fantastic. How many presidents was met with insurrection? I mean, it's unbelievable. But I wanted to quick let you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the House Committee on the Judiciary, they're going to have a hearing, and it's called On Due Influence. Operation Higher Court and the Politicking at SCOTUS. And it's scheduled for 12/8/22 at 9 a.m.
Good.
I usually watch live on YouTube. I just, search for, the Judiciary Committee, and then I can watch live. Or people can go on the, our U.S. government website, and you go to the House side, and then you look at committees, and you find Judiciary Committee, click on, and you can watch live there. I think it will be very interesting, but I wanted to tell you that one because I got excited about that. On Due Influence, Operation Higher Court, and Politicking at SCOTUS. What do you think about that one, Matt?
Yeah, that is wonderful news. I had not known it, and the fact that it's going to be still in December means that Nancy Pelosi's majority will control it, because the minute somebody like Kevin McCarthy gets in, that's toast. I want to give everybody the quick historical background on that. You will not believe this, but there is no code of ethics governing the U.S. Supreme Court. There's a code of ethics governing every other judge in the country, federal courts of appeals, federal district courts, magistrate judges, prosecutors, in state Supreme Courts have codes of ethics. Bar associations, all judges. The Supreme Court has decided we don't want one. We don't want one. We're appointed for life. We can do whatever we want. As a result, Clarence Thomas sat on a case involving his own wife. Her emails were being sought. They were being sought by the committee. And he voted against it to protect his own wife. The other justices, of course, ordered them produced. Now, if your family member, especially your wife, appears in your court as a judge, you are prohibited from appearing in that case in every court in the country except one. That's the U.S. Supreme Court, and that isn't right. And then what you also have is you have this Alito allegedly saying to people back, I don't know, I think this was in 2014 about a case, don't worry, this is how it's coming out in advance. If a judge did that in Wisconsin, he'd be removed from the bench. Now, he denies it, but he doesn't deny that the Dobbs decision came out early and it pressured Kavanaugh. The people who released that were doing it to make sure that the Dobbs decision held, because Kavanaugh was wobbly. Roberts was getting to Kavanaugh saying, why don't you vote to uphold Mississippi's 15-week ban, but don't overturn Roe v. Wade? Kavanaugh was wobbly. I think it was Alito or somebody at his direction who released it. It had Kavanaugh's name on it, and then he was trapped. You can't have this kind of stuff. That investigation is essential. And Pelosi's very smart, and that committee's very smart, because even though in January it goes Republican, they are going to have a heck of a time explaining why they dropped it. So, Gene, that's excellent, excellent information. Thank you for calling. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thank you for calling. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Matt, I need an opinion from you, but first I'd like to just make a statement. I truly believe after January 1st, anybody who does anything to slow down the January 6th commission is a, domestic terrorist. And I don't care if they're holding office or not, they got to be called out as domestic terrorists. Because you alluded to the fact that once McCarthy takes over, we could have a real you-know-what storm. And so I believe January 1st, be prepared, call these people out. They're domestic terrorists. They hold office. Ron Johnson, our state, he's one of them. McCarthy's one of them. They're all domestic terrorists that tried to overthrow our government. They supported the overthrow. They enhanced the overthrow. And if they try and shut it down, heaven help them. What do you think, Matt?
You know, I agree with you, and I think that it puts so much political pressure. But let me tell you what McCarthy has threatened, only to get votes from the far right for speaker, and what I think he'll actually do. He has threatened to hold hearings to impeach Joe Biden and to censure Liz Cheney, although she will no longer be in the Congress, and anybody in the January 6th commission. That is what, including Benny Thompson of Mississippi. In other words, it's sort of a Putin ploy. Putin is committing genocide in Ukraine, and then he's accusing the West of doing bad things for supplying them with arms, that kind of thing. What I think he's going to do, he's going to trick some of the far right. He's not going to start an impeachment against Biden. It would be unpopular, and it wouldn't pass the Senate. But he is going to have to pick somebody. And you've heard it here first. He's going to pick Mayorkas. Mayorkas is the guy who's supposedly in charge of immigration, and he's not as well known, and people are angry about immigration. So you can take that to the bank that he's going to do it to somebody, and he'll start with Mayorkas. Now, when it comes to the January 6th commission, I'll tell you what. If he goes after that commission, if he goes after Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Benny Thompson, and the whole rest, I think there'll be a firestorm in this country. People know that felonies were committed. Remember, the Oath Keepers, the two leaders, Stuart Rhodes and the other guy, Kelly Meigs of Florida, are facing 20 years in prison. If the Republican Party aligns themselves with them, says that they're the victims, and that they're going to go after Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and Benny Thompson, I think they'll all be all hell to break loose. I agree with you 100%. But stand by. I think they will impeach Mayorkas. It won't do any good. It won't pass the Senate. But they are playing with fire if they pull that kind of stuff. Bill, thanks for calling. I got to go to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Pietrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and locally grown radio.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. For the small town of Abbotsford, the annual Christmas parade is a big deal. For the 51st year, the little town of around 2,000 people will enjoy more than 45 floats and hundreds of costumes in the parade that always takes place on the first Saturday in December. One of the favorite floats is the sinuous Puff the Magic Dragon that twines around the street and blows steam towards attendees. Puff has been a part of the annual parade since the 1970s and has become the star of the show. Thousands of hours go into making the storybook theme parade a magical event for everyone. Newer floats feature characters from Disney movies and popular shows, and not to be outdone by a dragon, Santa Claus is sure to make an appearance. The parade starts on Abbotsford's Main Street at 7 p.m. December 3rd. In sports, for college women's volleyball, Wisconsin hosts Quinnipiac tonight. Also tonight, the Bucks take on the Lakers. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for rain mixing with and changing to snow tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Lows around 10 above. Winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 19. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 11. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
HAD. And I would really appreciate it. It's an excellent stocking stuffer, holiday type gift. Everybody has relatives who maybe have stockings on the mantelpiece and you want a stuffer. And well, a nice paperback, fascinating paperback is just the ticket. Milwaukee Jihad is about a CIA agent named Audrey Knapp, and there's a great deal of history behind it that you a lot of people call in and say, I like the history in the show. Well, this is well historically based, and Audrey Knapp has got to stop a jihadist and ISIS attack on the State of the Union speech by the president, and she's pretty well doing it by herself. I enjoyed writing it, and I've gotten a lot of good comments on it. As a point of personal privilege, consider just going to the Amazon website for books, Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D by Matt Flynn. Click, buy a copy, put it in a stocking, put it in a gift under the tree. I would really appreciate it, and I thank you very much in advance. The fascinating idea, and this absolutely blew me away, but I want to share it with you. Fellow I know, Dick of Santa Fe, he's in New Mexico. He's called me, and he was the one, I think I mentioned him earlier in the show, but the other thing that he said was, and you may have heard this, it's circulating now, there are several Republicans that won't vote for Kevin McCarthy. They hate him. Matt Gaetz is one of them. Andy Biggs of Arizona is another one. And now these are people that I have no regard for at all either. But there are a couple of others, and he can only afford to lose four votes. If he loses five votes, he won't be speaker. Five votes out of hundreds. Well, he's already lost two, and there are three more who say they won't vote for him, but we were all thinking they were sort of wobbly on it. Well, one of them came out with this statement just yesterday saying, stand by for some fireworks. We are going to propose a speaker other than Kevin McCarthy, quote, and it's not a member of Congress, end quote. Now, you may say, well, come on, it has to be a member of Congress. No, it doesn't. Constitution does not require it. And early on, some of them had said they wanted to make Trump the speaker. And I think now, after this dinner with Kanye West and this Nick Fuentes, the supremacist and the racist, and with all the Mar-a-Lago document thing, they're not going to do that. But here is what Dick of New Mexico said. What if they propose Liz Cheney to be the speaker? Because she'll no longer be in Congress after January. And I said, Dick, these are the right-wing people who hate McCarthy from the right. There's no way they're going to come up with Liz Cheney. But then I started to think, now think about this. The Democrats are not going to have a speaker because the Republicans will have a five-vote majority. What if Hakeem Jeffries, or he designated somebody else, our new leader, were to nominate Liz Cheney and promise her all of the Democratic votes, which are something like 212 or 13 votes. It would only require five Republican votes to make Liz Cheney speaker. Yeah, she's a conservative. I know. Let's get over this. She's honest, and she's on to Trump, and she's on to the insurrection, and she is against, she's for our democracy. I think that would be terrific. Terrific. Some of these Republicans, despite McCarthy, would vote for her. And then the question is, one or two moderates who might go in. And if Liz Cheney were the speaker, that would drive a stake into Trump. That would drive a stake, quite frankly, into Kevin McCarthy. And the 140 Republicans who voted not to certify Joe Biden, yes, 140 of them, who betrayed the country, who were standing up for the insurrection. It's just a thought. Is it going to happen? Almost certainly not. Because what will happen is the Democrats will get starry-eyed thinking, well, we'll put up Hakeem Jeffries. You know, he's our leader. That's fine. And maybe five Republicans are going to come over and vote for Hakeem Jeffries because they don't like Kevin McCarthy? I don't think so. I'm thinking a little bit creatively here, maybe a little wishful thinking, but hats off to Dick of Santa Fe for coming up with some of these ideas. Okay, I want to come back to Wisconsin. We've talked a lot. Tired of talking about Trump. This is unbelievable. You heard of a guy named Fred Pren? Fred Pren is the hack who has stayed on. He stayed on the Natural Resources Board, even though his term expired right after Evers is elected governor. And Evers, back, he was elected in 2018. In early 2019, he nominated his own Democrat for it. And for 3.5 years, Pren has stayed on because Republicans on the Wisconsin Supreme Court said he could. This is commie government. Let me tell you something about Fred Pren. The reason I'm raising him now, he just right now is being sued because he refused to comply with an open records request about what kind of tweets and emails he's had in communications with Republican leaders leading up to his refusal to step down. There's no doubt that this is a conspiracy invite, and I don't use that word lightly. I really don't. Voss, LeMahieu, and the rest of them, who say, stay on, and then we will just, quote, not get around to whether we confirm or not Evers' successor. And we don't get around to it Republican judges will say, well, in the interim, this guy can stay on. They're relying on a case decades old that said if there's a couple of week delay, the guy can stay on just so that there can be a quorum. But not 3 years. Now it's going to be 8 years. Fred Prehn will stay on for 8 years. Now, why does that matter? And he's not alone, by the way. The Wisconsin Tech Board is full of Republicans who won't step down either. Because there are three things that the Department of the Natural Resources Board controls the DNR about. One is wildlife management. Two, forever chemicals in our water. And three, land acquisition. I want to hit them very briefly. This is very, very important. We are an environmental party, and this is extremely important. Wildlife management. The DNR had recommended a wolf hunt in the fall a couple of years ago. Some sporting groups out of Kansas and Texas lobbied, and a Republican judge ordered that there be a wolf hunt in February. The problem is there are pregnant wolves in February, and the Kansas and Texas people boasted, kill two wolves with one bullet. You get the female wolf and the pup. And this is disgusting, okay? This judge, hoping to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court or to get some action out of it, goes, okay, I'm going to order that there be a February wolf hunt to satisfy these groups. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, Republican, won't overturn that. So there was a wolf hunt, and it killed so many wolves and the pups that they had to cut it down after like a day or two. Fred Prehn is a guy who's on there who's for that kind of wolf hunt. The second thing is forever chemicals. There are forever chemicals in the waters around the state. There's forever chemicals in Dane County because of fire retardant chemicals out at the airport. There are streams and lakes in Dane County that you cannot eat like more than one fish a month or something. And I got news for you. I don't want to put my chompers into any fish that has cancer in it, okay? Not one a month. I'm not going to do it. But in La Crosse, Rhinelander, Eau Claire, Marinette, Milwaukee, the same thing, all around the state. And Fred Prehn is going, well, we'll have to slow it up and think about whether forever chemicals should go in our water. And then land acquisition. The Republicans, there was a wealthy donor who wanted to swap land up in the Eagle River area, and they gave her very desirable land with lake access and took some junk land or crummy land elsewhere. Look, I want land acquisition under that Gaylord Nelson and Warren Knowles, the Nelson-Knowles initiative. It's very important. Acquire land for our state that will be kept natural. Fred Prehn now for 8 years is going to sit on a board unless we change the Supreme Court in this election coming up. I'm supporting Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet. Judge Janet is a Milwaukee County judge. She's also a experienced prosecutor. More than 20 years for the toughest case in Milwaukee County. She's one of the best. And the other side has put up this Dan Kelly, and then also this Janet Doro. Dan Kelly is a Trumper. He's an election denier. Janet Doro has said when she's asked, well, I am a judicial conservative. I will apply the law as it's written, which is what they all say when they turn around and attack our democracy. There are two liberal candidates, the one with the most experience and the one that a lot of people are supporting, including Rebecca Dallet, who is a Supreme Court justice right now, supporting Janet Protasiewicz. Please get out and vote, because otherwise you're going to have Fred Prehn on there for 4 more years. That's commie government. Evers wins in 2018, and the Supreme Court says he's not really governor in a lot of respects because of that lame duck legislation that Walker rammed through. That is commie government, and I'm tired of it. We are going to the lines, and Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, I think you're calling in the wolf thing this time. Happy to talk to you again, my friend. What's up, Bill of Oconomowoc?
On the wolf thing, I got very involved in it, and I was able to actually tell him, you do it again, we'll shut you down for good. And here's how this works.
Good.
If they propose a wolf hunt again, it just has to be marketed. They want to do it again. I encourage every citizen in the state of Wisconsin to buy a wolf kill permit and burn it. There are 10, we're 10 to 1. We're 10 to 1, and they know that'll stop them cold. They've got nothing then. No hunting season, no nothing. So the Wisconsin residents, we have some leverage, because I went face-to-face with Kazmierski, who sits on the board of the DNR, and he was all for the wolf hunt. And then I said, you know, I'll shut you down. We'll just start buying permits and burning them. He got very quiet. He had nothing to say because he knew I was right. So if it ever happens again, and by the way, on Fred Prenn, I think that's the guy you were talking about, when you're up in Wausau, look him up. He's a dentist in Wausau. I called his office. They don't even want to discuss the fact that he sits on the DNR board without any authorization. So all these guys, they got to be called out. But the wolf hunt, it's over, Rover, if they want to pull that stuff again.
Good for you.
So thanks.
And everybody
sorry,
should know, Bill is a hunter. Bill, you're a hunter and you own guns. And so these people, when you leave Fred Prenn on there and they do one of these February wolf hunts when wolves are pregnant, that's just plain wrong. Going back to the lines, Bill of Shorewood, my friend, thanks for calling. We have a few minutes before the break. Bill of Shorewood.
Okay, the Department of Labor just dropped the jobs report for November, and another amazing report. Every single month of Biden's administration produced more jobs than the pre-pandemic average. November was 263,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%. The year-over-year inflation rate is down to 7.7. The month-over-month inflation rate is down below 3%. The year-over-year wages rose 5.1%. So, Matt, it's starting to look very optimistic for a soft landing, controlling the inflation without a recession. Very good news today. Thank you.
That is excellent news for everybody. Bill is an economist, and I am very glad to hear that data. I'm so tired of people saying, well, I don't like the economy. They don't know what they're talking about. And Joe Biden has done exactly the right thing. His Fed has done exactly the right thing. And it's coming down. It is going to be a soft landing. And there hasn't been this kind of low unemployment since 1972. Wages are up 270 or 80,000 jobs in 1 month. These are new jobs. These are added jobs. We are doing it. We are a vibrant economy. And Joe Biden's done a heck of a job. So the next time somebody mouths off at a cocktail party over the holidays and goes, oh, the economy, well, you tell them. You tell them that this is one of the strongest economies we've had in spite of the pandemic because of good leadership. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-278.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Trump did it to the extent that I didn't think he would. Headline in the New York Times was, well, he is associating himself with the really far right, the really dangerous right, just to have some kind of a base because he doesn't have anything else anymore. But here's what he did, and he did this yesterday. He sent a message. He's in solidarity with the January 6th insurrectionists. He sent a video of support to a fundraiser. This is last evening for the Patriot Freedom Fund. The Patriot Freedom Fund. The Patriot Freedom Fund is a fund that's set up to support the insurrectionists. And he put out a statement with his video saying, people have been treated unconstitutionally, in my opinion, very unfairly. It's the weaponization of the Department of Justice. We can't let that happen again. Now, I half agree. We can't let an insurrection happen again. But for Pete's sake, to say that the people who beat police officers, five people died that day. The Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes and Kelly Miggs of Florida, and all five of them were convicted of felonies. Stuart Rhodes and Kelly Miggs got 20-year felonies for seditious conspiracy. They had weapons in a hotel room in Northern Virginia. They walked in stack formation and military gear through the crowd. Stuart Rhodes said publicly on video, I am going to hang Nancy Pelosi from an effing lamppost. And he said, we must have a civil war. And they were waiting for a signal from Trump. And Trump gave him a signal to go up to the Capitol. And the Secret Service wouldn't let Trump go there because these people were armed. And Trump said, well, they're not here to get me. But the implication is, as long as they get what? Pelosi and Schumer and Mitt Romney and moderate Republicans, it's okay. This is the President of the United States saying this at that time. This is what he did. Now, when you do something like that, when you have, and then you had the dinner with Kanye West and Nick Fuentes, and Kanye West gave an unbelievable interview with Alex Jones, I think you saw it the other night, praising Hitler and all this. Why Trump is trafficking in that kind of mud? There's only real one reason for it. He doesn't have anything else, and he's desperately trying not to be criminally charged for stealing the documents. Highly classified documents that may have resulted in some of our undercover agents being executed. And he is, this is what he's doing. It's really disgusting. I want to leave you with an absolutely astonishing piece of information about the war in Ukraine. This is a leak from the FSB, is the former KGB. Putin, back a year ago, had planned. He needed some sort of what he thought was a limited war, because when he and the oligarchs take 80% of the surplus wealth of a country, which is what they're doing, 80%, hundreds of billions of dollars, people get restive, and then he jails his opponents. He was originally planning to invade part of Japan, the Kuril Islands. The Kuril Islands are disputed between Japan and Russia. And they're occupied by Russia right now, claimed by Japan. Russia and Japan did not sign a peace agreement after World War II because of the Kuril Islands. And they were just going to land Russian troops there because they already occupy it. And that, he thought, would satisfy people at home, call the Japanese Nazis and fascists and all that. They decided against that. Now, historically, you should know that in 1905, Russia invaded Japan, some of their territory, in the Russo-Japanese War, and should have won, but they were so incompetent. The Tsar was trying to save his skin. Of course, the Tsar was ultimately executed in 1917, but or during the First World War. But they lost that, and they thought, well, they're afraid of the Japanese. So then he goes, how about Ukraine? And there are new documents that now have been retrieved, documents that say he intended to capture Ukraine in 10 days and kill all his leaders. Kill Zelensky, kill all his leaders. This guy's an animal. Now, a couple of other things to keep in mind with this guy. He yesterday fell down the stairs. He fell down the stairs. He didn't hit his head, unfortunately. He soiled himself. The doctors came. This guy is afraid. He's afraid of assassination. He has Sergei Lavrov, his sheepdog, given an interview saying the U.S. poses an existential threat to Russia, trying to ratchet up the fears of the Russian people. I'll tell you something. They are continuing to shell the infrastructure of Ukraine. People are living underground with flashlights and no heat. They're magnificent people, the Ukrainians, magnificent people. There's bipartisan support, and I strongly support it, to keep supporting Ukraine. I do think that Biden's going to have to give Ukraine longer-range missiles. There's a battleship going into, or a cruiser, I should say, going into the Black Sea with cruise missiles. That's got to be taken out. You've got to be able to attack points in Russia that are shelling your infrastructure. Ukrainians do follow orders, and we could tell them, do not, you know, launch against Moscow or St. Petersburg. But 180-mile missiles wouldn't get close to that, but it would get these systems that are launching from just inside Russia. And quite frankly, we should give them Patriot missiles. It will take a while to train them, but Patriot missiles would shoot down any of these infrastructure destroying missiles. The final thing I think we should do, we should sanction everybody in Russia. The average guy in a village doesn't have a Western bank account anyway, but the truth is that we're just doing it by guessing by gosh. I would just say to Russian people, as long as you support a Nazi regime, we didn't let German citizens in unless they were refugees during the Second World War, and we didn't let enough of them in. But, you know, we have people coming here on visas. They go into Europe, and they sit there while they are... The Russians right now have three principal exports: genocide, sadism, and fraud. That's not a culture. We don't want that. They're an organized crime state, and they're killing innocent people. They're bombing maternity hospitals. They're trying to genocide a noble people who are our allies. I've had my say on that. This has been a great show. Great callers, as always. Very informed callers. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place, Monday. Wish everybody a great weekend. And remember, that history happens every second. Whether you're asleep or you're awake, and you are not woke, you don't know history. And we're going to be back on Monday. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown.